In terms of metastatic disease, one of the things that seems to be happening fairly quickly over the last few years is orientation towards looking for curable oligometastatic disease. Can you talk about your own approach in that regard?
I think the approach to treating patients with metastatic disease that you think might be curable really depends on the hand that you're dealt. It depends on how many metastases. Is the primary in place or not? The location of those metastases, do they need to be downstaged or not? But in general, I would say I am adopting more and more a chemo-first approach. In my opinion, patients who are going to benefit the most from a surgical approach, a resection of a metastatic lesion, are those who've responded to chemotherapy. There's good data to support that. And in fact, you know pretty well that they're not going to die of the two or three mets you're looking at right now. They're going to die of the next 10 that show up. So the marker, if you will, of a responding metastatic lesion to me is quite encouraging and powerful. When our response rates are quite high, so more and more patients are being offered surgery for oligometastatic disease, we're now having sort of an opposite problem. It's a good problem, but I'm taking care of a young man right now who has a rectal tumor, two liver metastases, actually is on a Xeloda trial, and after two rounds of Xelox plus Avastin has had such a good response that we can barely now see his two liver metastases. And he's had a nice response in his rectum. So what I want to do is I don't want to get too cute. I got a rectal lesion we got to fix. I got two liver lesions that I think we're going to be able to fix. Surgeons like to do those two operations separately. They don't like to do big liver resections and rectal resections in the same procedure. So we got to time that. And if I keep going too much more with chemotherapy, I'm not going to be able to find the lesions to resect. Not that I think chemo cured them, but they're now not detectable. So what a good problem to have, but having to sort of dance that dance and make sure we don't mismanage his rectal area and make sure we still have him a shot for the liver resection is where we are. So frankly, our decision is after four cycles, we're going to restage him again, then pause and do radiation, so now neoadjuvant radiation, and maintain some Xeloda and probably some oxaliplatin during that radiation. Restage after that, and then probably do a rectal resection, and at the same time, instead of a lobe, do RFA on the residual tumors, and that they can do at the same sitting.
What do we know about what's seen histologically in people who have clinical CRs in the liver?
We know that a lot of these people still have residual disease, but quite honestly, some don't.
So how do you decide whether or not to resect the area?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I actually, on this particular patient, called the surgeon and said, well, what would you do if you got in there and you couldn't see it? Well, he knows anatomically where they were, so he can resect the region that they were in. It's also important to note that even though our traditional imaging shows nothing, they get in there in an ultrasound and can find areas. So that's why I got a little nervous in this guy, that his response was so good that we then wouldn't be able to do what we hope would be a curative resection on his liver.
Interesting. Where are we right now in terms of intrahepatic use of chemotherapy? The NSABP has that as one of their studies that they're looking at, not accruing too well, not too much interest in that whole field. Where do you think it's going?
I think we want it to work because it makes sense to us and because it's such a common location for recurrent disease, but we just haven't been able to prove that it does. And it is a hassle, and patients don't like it, and it does require specialized centers that do it a lot to really get the best results. So in my opinion, it's still not something to be used as a standard. I can't fault anybody for trying it and incorporating it, and I encourage people to participate in the trial. But for right now, it's certainly not widespread use.